Churches were among the first places to welcome people back as our region reopened, and that could have dire consequences. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
For some people of faith, gathering together is a central tenet of church. You bolster each other's beliefs, sing communally, and feel the transcendence of the moment. But churches have been at the center of a number of COVID-19 outbreaks across the country. Churchgoers are more susceptible than groups like protesters because congregants are in an enclosed space. And initial science says that significantly increases your chances of spreading the virus. Then there's singing. Katie Gostick is a University of Chicago infectious disease researcher.
If you're projecting your voice and expelling viral particles, they might be going further than they normally would, and they also might be sort of mixing with the air in a way that lets them stay suspended and sort of pose a greater infection risk.
On the other hand, initial analysis of outside protests suggests that sort of proximity did not lead to any significant spikes in the virus. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.